From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal authorities and New York police are searching for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another device found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
A bomb going off is generically a terrorist activity. That's how we're going to consider it, and that's how we will prosecute it also.
Some media reporting surveillance footage showing between 2 and 4 men at the sites of the Manhattan bomb blast and the other device a few blocks away, possibly putting the devices in place. The New York blast late Saturday came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one was hurt there, and so far no one has connected the two incidents. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall late Saturday. He's been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We are currently investigating this as a potential act of terrorism. And I do say potential. There's a lot we don't know.
Meantime, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. With more than half the ballots counted, Russia's ruling United Russia Party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election with 54% of the vote, far ahead of the Liberal Democratic Party, the Communist, and the party known as A Just Russia. Analysts are still looking at whether or not this might be a prelude to Mr. Putin's run for re-election.